我们可以说基督教有复活，其他宗教没有复活。
We can say that Christianity talks of resurrection and other religions do not.
我们的主耶稣基督从死里复活了。
Our Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
这是一件惊天动地的大事。
This is something that shakes heaven and earth.
也是一件千真万确的事实。
And it's a fact.
这是人类经验中一个突破 ，breakthrough。人类经验中一个突破。
Oh, this is a breakthrough in the experience of humanity.
这也可以说是人们从来没有经验过。哎呀，神死了还能活吗？我们主从死里复活了。
And we can say that this is something that in the past has never occurred, yet our Lord really did rise from the dead.
我们今天有十一位，如果都到齐了，弟兄姊妹要受浸归入基督。
Today we have 11 people that are going to be baptized into Jesus' name.
他们都相信他们所信的主，就是我们所信的主，实在是复活了。
And they all believe that our Lord indeed has risen.
因为圣经告诉我们说，你要口里面承认耶稣是主，心里面相信神叫耶稣从死里复活，就必得救。
Because the Bible tells us that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then indeed you have been saved.
换句话说，你如果不相信耶稣从死里复活，你到如今还没有得救。
That is, on the other hand, to say that if you do not believe Jesus rose from the dead, you have not been saved.
这个复活的真理就是我们基督徒信仰的根基。
The resurrection is the foundation of our Christian faith.
可以说，基督教会信仰是建立在一座空的坟墓上。
We can say that Christianity is based on an empty grave.
因为我们的主从坟墓里死里复活了。
Because our Lord rose from this grave.
当年许多人觉得怀疑，不可相信。
In the year that it happened, a lot of people didn't believe.
但是事实胜过雄辩。
But the fact overcomes the arguments.
因此，我们今天要想的就是，我们这些基督徒按真理说。我们也是死里复活了。
Today we're going to look at the fact that as Christians, according to truth, we have also risen from the dead.
因为当年那个浪子回头，路加十五章的浪子回头的时候，他父亲说：“这个我这个儿子是失而复得，死而复活。”
We know that the Bible tells us in Luke 15 that in the story of the prodigal son, when the son came back, the father said, "This is the son whom I have lost."And he has come back from the dead.
我们本来就是浪子，流浪在世界，不认识神，没有盼望。今天回到神的家里面来了，我们是浪子回头。
In the same manner, before we have wandered around in the world, and today, in coming back to God's house, we are returning like the prodigal son.
因此，按真理说，我们都是死里复活的人。
So according to the truth, we are all people that have risen from the dead.
原来死在罪中，现在在基督里面活过来。
Originally we were dead in sin, and in Christ we are now alive.
那个受浸的道理说，人下到水里面去，把过去都埋葬了，然后从水里上来，有一个新的开始。
The meaning of that baptism is that when you go down into the water, you have buried the past sins, and coming out from the water is a new creation.
所以主复活了，所以信的人按真理说也从死里复活了。
So since Jesus was resurrected from the dead, then believers in him are also resurrected.
那问题是我们今天复活之后应该做些什么事情？
Then the question comes up that after we have been raised from the dead, what should we do?
这不单是今天的十一位受浸的弟兄姊妹面对着这个问题的挑战，也是全体基督徒都应当面对的一个问题。
This is not only a question for the 11 people that are going to be baptized today, but also a question for all believers.
我们可以看圣经里面讲到的三个青年少年人，三个人呢，都是耶稣基督让他从死里复活，把他从死里救活了。
The scripture records three incidences of young people that Jesus raised from the dead.
所以我们也来看看这三个人从死里复活之后，他有什么样的动作，有什么样的表现，也是我们的榜样。
So let us examine the scriptures and see what example these three people have left us.
所以请各位看约翰福音书。
First, let's look at John. The Gospel of John.
我们看约翰福音书第十一章。
John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章里面。
In John chapter 11.
十一章里面讲到这个拉撒路从死里复活的光景。
There's an account of how Lazarus was raised from the dead.
我们看看那约翰福音十一章第四十一节。
John chapter 11 verse 41.
约翰四一节哈、啊，他说他们就把石头挪开， 耶稣举目望天说父啊我感谢你因为你已经听我
John 11:41 says and so they removed the stone and Jesus raised his eyes and said Father I thank thee that thou hast heard me
42节说我也知道你曾听我但我说这话是为周围站着的众人叫他们信是你差了我来
and I knew that thou hearest me always but because of the people standing around I said it that they may believe that thou this did send me
43节说说了这话就大声呼叫说拉撒路出来
And when he had said these things, he cried out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth.
所以那个死人就出来了，手脚裹着布，脸上包着手巾。耶稣对他们说，解开，叫他走。
And he who had died came forth, bound hand and foot with wrappings, and his face was wrapped around with a cloth. Jesus said to them, unbind him and let him go.
你就看见这个死人拉撒路啊，从坟墓里出来的时候啊。脸上手上都包着布这是犹太人死了人把尸首整个裹起来是这个样子
We know that the Jews had custom of binding their dead so when Lazarus came forth he was bound hand and foot and all over
耶稣说解开叫他走就是我们应当学的功课
And Jesus statement to him to them unbind him and let him go is the lesson we have to learn today
所以复活以后第一解开叫他走
so the first thing is unbind and let him go
我们再看第二个人耶稣让他从死里复活的我们再看一下圣经在我们要看的是马可福音书马可福音第五章
another account of an incident where Jesus raised something someone from the dead is in Matthew chapter 5 Mark
马可第五章啊，我们看看马可五章第38节开始38节
starting from verse 38
马可五章38节啊他们来到管会堂的家里耶稣看见那里乱嚷并有人大大的哭泣哀嚎
and they came to the house of the synagogue official and he beheld a commotion and people loudly weeping and wailing
39节进到里面就对他们说为什么乱嚷哭泣呢孩子不是死了是睡着了
And entering in, he said to them, Why make a commotion and weep? The child has not died, but is asleep.
在耶稣看来，一个真正信主的人，他的死不叫做死，是叫做睡觉，因为睡了睡觉还要醒过来，还有复活。
In Jesus' eyes, a person who truly believes when he dies is not really dead, but rather has fallen asleep and will awake someday.
40节，他们就嗤笑耶稣，耶稣把他们都撵出去，就带着孩子的父母和跟随的人进了孩子所在的地方。
Verse 40, and they began laughing at him, but putting them all out, he took along the child's father and mother and his own companions and entered the room where the child was.
就拉着孩子的手对他说：“大力大不力，翻出来就是说，闺女，我吩咐你起来。”
And taking the child by the hand, he said to her.Talitha come which translated means little girl I say to you arise
那闺女立时起来走他们就大大的惊奇闺女已经12岁了
and immediately the girl rose and began to walk for she was 12 years old and immediately they were completely astounded
43节耶稣切切地嘱咐他们不要叫人知道这事又吩咐给他东西吃
and he gave them strict orders that no one should know about this and he said that something should be given her to eat
这个年轻的女孩子从死里复活之后她能够吃东西了
After this girl rose from the dead she was able to eat
死人不能吃东西
A dead man does not eat
只有活人能够吃
Only someone who is alive can eat
并且活人那些健康的人胃口很好才能吃
And it is only those who are healthy and alive that can eat
证明这个人从死里复活之后已经正常了健康了她能吃东西了
So this evidence is given that someone who she's really risen from the dead because she's quite normal and can eat
这是第二给她东西吃这是复活之后的现象
and this is another aspect of resurrection that after coming back from the dead one can eat
请我们再看第三个路加福音第七章
let's look also at the third episode in Luke chapter 7
路加福音第七章十一节
verse 11
路加福音七章十一节啊，过了不多时，耶稣往一座城去，这个城名叫拿因，他的门徒和极多的人与他同行。将近城门，有一个死人被抬出来，这个人是他母亲独生的儿子，他母亲又是寡妇， 有城里许多人同着寡妇送病。
And it came about soon afterwards that he went to a city called Nain, and his disciples were going along with him, accompanied by a large multitude. Now as he approached this gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a sizable crowd from the city was with her.
十三节，主看到那个寡妇，就怜悯他，对他说：“不要哭。”于是近前按着杠，抬的人就站住了。耶稣说：“少年人，我吩咐你起来。”
And when the Lord saw her, he felt compassion for her and said to her, "Do not weep." And he came up and touched the coffin, and the bearers came to a halt. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise."
十五节，那死人就坐起来了，并且说话。耶稣便把他交给他母亲。
And the dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him back to his mother.
这个死人一从死里复活，就坐起来了。
As soon as this person was raised from the dead, he sat up.
你看那个殡仪馆的那个死人躺在那儿，没有坐起来的，坐不起来。
If you look at all the bodies in the mortuary, none of them can sit up.
他坐起来证明他活了。
So sitting up was another evidence that he was alive.
并且会说话。
And he could speak.
僵尸也不会说话。
A corpse will not speak.
这是证明一个真正复活的人有这三种现象。
So we see that a person who's truly risen from the dead should demonstrate these three aspects.
我们要把这圣经里面这三个榜样啊，做一面镜子，来照照我们自己，跟他有没有什么不同。
We should take these examples from Scripture and hold them up as a mirror to examine ourselves and see if we are different or we are like it.
如果你说你已经从死里复活了。
If you say you have been resurrected from the dead.
换句话说，你已经重生得救了。
That is to say, you have been saved.
你不是个挂名的教友，你是个真正的神的儿女，基督徒了。
That is, you are a true child of God, a Christian.
那么请问你解开没有？你能够走路没有？
Then I ask you, have you been unbound? Can you walk?
什么东西捆绑你呢？
Is there something binding you?
当我们不信耶稣的时候，许多嗜好、许多不良的习惯、许多坏的脾气，种种把你捆绑的一动都不能动。
Before we believed, there were many bad habits.Or bad tempers that bound us and bad vices.
我们每一个人都有许多弱点，许多瑕疵，所谓不好的东西，常常成为一个捆绑，一个绳索，把我们捆得紧紧的，不自由，不能自由。
Each person always has weaknesses that bind us and prevent us from freedom.
但是信主之后呢，要解开，才能走这条窄路，走这条信主的这条窄路。
But after believing, we have to unbind these so that we can walk along the narrow path.
在教会历史上有许多的见证。
In the history of the church, there are many testimonies.
都证明一个人得救之后，他就释放了，所谓释放，没有捆绑了，一切吃喝嫖赌，一切都不能捆绑他了。
These testimonies indicate that after a person believes, the previous vices no longer held him in their power.
我们常常引到十九世纪英国一个布道家叫 Spurgeon 斯布珍。讲到他的 quote 引用他许多的话
I often quote the words of a 19th century pastor Spurgeon
因为他实在是神所重用一个仆人
He was a person that God truly used
我必须承认我很受他的影响
I've been strongly influenced by him
他写的书我几乎没有漏过一本都把他看过
And I've read almost all of his writings
你晓得他有一个习惯不好
He had a bad habit
就是抽烟
That is he liked to smoke
现在已经证明抽烟对健康没有帮助啊。
We now know that smoking is not good for your health.
他是个名布道家，是个解经家，很有地位的人，他抽香烟。
He was a man of great acclaim in scriptures and in evangelism, and he smoked.
他所属的教会就是一个圣公会 Episcopal Church 圣公会教会啊。
He belonged to the Episcopalian Church.
那么那个教会他不禁止抽烟的。
And that church did not say you could not smoke.
但他请被众教会请去讲道，他要抽烟的。
But since he was invited out to other churches, he still liked to smoke.
那么在讲台上不好抽烟了。
And of course, if you're standing on the podium, you can't.
他先到房间里烟抽够了，再出来讲道。
So smoke is filled in a room and then come out and preach.
所以人家开大玩笑说你的讲章啊实在有新疆之气。
And people would joke with him and say, "Oh, your message has a strong fragrance."
那是香烟之气。
That fragrance was of cigarettes.
哎呀，他实在受不了，他不能胜过那个嗜好。
And he had difficulty overcoming this habit.
一直到有一天，他到一个新的地方啊去讲道，他就烟瘾来了，去买香烟。
And one day, as he went to a new place to preach, he got this urge to smoke and went to buy some cigarettes.
那个香烟店老板说：“哎，先生，他不认得他了。先生，这有种新的烟，刚出一种新的烟，你试试看。”
And the owner of the shop said to him, here, there's a new brand out.
叫那个新烟什么牌子呢？就叫做 Spurgeon， 就叫他的名字叫这个香烟的男牌子。
And the name of the new brand was Spurgeon, was named after him.
哇，这看是不是看的真是心里非常难过。他说我一个人这样软弱，难道还要影响我的弟兄们，让这个香烟鼓励基督徒去抽吗？你看你不到家里抽，你们也可以抽吗？啊，他说啊，这个就实在不行，不可以。
So when he saw this, he was deeply troubled because he realized that his own bad habit was affecting others. That they were saying that since a great missionary can smoke, so can normal Christian brothers.
就从那一天他放弃香烟了，不再抽了。
So from that day forth, he gave up smoking.
因为圣经说，凡事都可行，但不都有益处。
The Bible tells us that you can do all things, but not all are edifying.
凡事都可行，但不都有益处。同时呢，也我不要受他的辖制，不要受他的管制。
And we should also not be bound by those things.
并且凡事都可行，但是要对人要有好处，对自己有好处才可以做。
So even though we can do all things, we have to examine whether it is a good influence for others and good for ourselves.
所以到那一天，他拿掉香烟了，他站着讲道。他说：“这么多年来，我一直不敢讲这个道，解开的道，解开叫他走，他不敢讲。”
That day that he gave up smoking during his sermon, he said, "Up to this point, I've never dared to talk about being unbound."
因为我自己还在捆绑，我怎么叫人家讲这篇道来勉励别人呢？
Because I myself was bound, how could I dare to preach at others?
另外还有人叫 Scopy， 就是斯可福啊 ，Scopy 的这个美国的一个解经家。
There was another famous person from America called Scopy who was good at explaining the Bible.
我们常有一本英文的 Scopy 说解经的很有名，嗯，他写解经的书。那么这个也是一个美国的一个神学家。
And this man Scofield was a famous guy in the U.S.
他是喝酒。
He had a bad vice of
drinking. 非常喜欢喝酒。
He really liked to drink.
他是个有名的律师。
He was a famous lawyer.
他上这个法庭的时候，一定要把酒喝足了，才能上法庭跟人家辩论。
And before he went to court, he had to drink his fill.
但他要去解释圣经啊，他要想翻译解释圣经的时候，也得把酒喝好，才能写，才能翻。
And before he could explain the Bible, he had to get his bout of drinking too.
后来他有一天看见这个主耶稣基督在那个迦拿宴席上把水变为酒了。
And one day he came across the passage of Jesus turning the water to wine in the marriage in Cana.
他以为说这是找到个很好的凭据，主耶稣也把水变成酒，那我喝点酒也没有关系了。
So he justified his drinking by saying, "Well, you know, Jesus even changed water to wine, so there's no harm if I drink some."
但是圣灵在他里边感动他。
But the spirit within him rebuked him.
所以当年的主耶稣在一个结婚宴席上把水变为酒，是满足那些人的需要。
And he realized that in that time, when Jesus changed the water to wine, he was fulfilling the need of the wedding party.
今天你是神的仆人，在你的里面，神应当把你的酒变成水，你才能够真正供应人的需要。
So today, as a preacher of God, the wine in you should be changed to water before you can really serve other people's needs.
就这一个感动的时候，他就放弃了酒。
And when he realized this, prompting of the spirit, he gave up his drinking.
历史上有名的奥古斯丁 Saint Augustine， 这个奥古斯丁他是个狂嫖的人，他是非常喜欢女朋友的人，他就信了主，完全放弃把这个嫖的事情拿掉了。
Historically, we also know that the great Saint Augustine, before he became a Christian, was very fond of women, but as soon as he believed, he gave up that vice.
你就看见一个真正重生得救的人，在他身上不良的嗜好、坏的习气，主感动他都要拿掉，不拿掉的话他就没有解开，没有解开就不能走路，不能走到天路。
So we see that a true believer must be unbound before he can walk the heavenly path.
我们中国也有一个很有名的一个传道人，姓习的，主席的习牧师，一个姓习的牧师。
In China we also have a well-known pastor Xi.
他生在这个清朝满清末年的时候。
He was born in the late Qing
Qing Dynasty time. 那时候信主人不多，牧师更少，他恐怕是最早的十个牧师中间的一个，最早。
And in those days, there were very few Christians in China, and even fewer pastors.
他是抽大烟。
He smoked opium.
抽烟抽的，没有信主以前抽烟抽的不得了，倾家荡产，什么钱都卖掉了去抽大烟。
Before he became a Christian, he smoked so much that he sold all his belongings.
那个时候，这个道馆里面就鼓励大家戒烟，要戒烟。
And the newspapers would encourage people to get rid of this bad habit.
就公开征求啊，论文说戒烟烟香有什么害处呢？公开征文，请大家来写文章，表示抽烟的坏处。
And they would ask for articles from people about the bad problems with smoking.
这位姓席的是个秀才，中国从前是个念书的人呢。
This Mr. Xu was a scholar.
他就去应征了，他自己抽大烟嘛，他就应征，他就讲了抽烟怎么坏怎么坏，讲得非常的好。
So he wrote an article, he submitted an article about the bad problems with smoking, even though he smoked himself.
那个征文是第一名拿十块大洋，第二名五块，第三名三块。
This was a competition, and there was a prize awarded.
他就画了名，用三个假名去应征。结果发表出来头二三名他一人包办
and he submitted three articles under three different names and the result of the competition was that he won all first three prizes
因为他实在知道抽大烟有什么害处啊
because he really knew
讲得非常深刻非常深刻非常哇讲得感动人啊
so his articles were very moving and very full of experience
结果到时候他就去领奖领了十八块钱回去
so when he went up and got his $18
一二三名，一二三名都是他一个人包办的哈。
He got first, second, and third prize.
然后就拿这个钱就跑到鸦片烟馆去抽大烟。
And then he took the money he won to the opium dens and bought some more opium.
所以圣经说，人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪。
So the Bible tells us that if a man knows what is good and does not do it, that already is sin.
我们知道有罪，立志为善由得我，行善由不得我。知道不应该做，偏偏会去做，这就是罪。
When we know that we shouldn't do it, yet we still do it, that is sin.
那我们要信耶稣的原因呢？
So the reason that we believe in Jesus
不但他把用他的血洗我过去的罪
is not only that with his blood he washes away my past sins
而且我今天一信他他的复活的能力大能进到我里面来帮助我能够胜过我的嗜好我的不良的习惯我的一切的罪
But also that as soon as I believe in him the power of his resurrection comes to dwell within me to help me to overcome these bad vices
说这个姓席的秀才他后来实在没有办法要自杀了后来听了一篇道悔改了信耶稣了解开叫他走他真的解开了你看吃了三十多年的鸦片他拿掉了靠耶稣
and the scholar was at the point where he was about to commit suicide and then one day he heard the message of Jesus and believed and the binds of opium that had bound him for 30 years were taken away
那么第二个人呢这个青年他复活了之后呢主说给他东西吃让他吃东西
The second example in scripture after being resurrected is that Jesus gave them told them to give them food.
吃东西它证明是活人是个健康的人。
Being able to eat is evidence that a person is healthy and alive.
我们今天基督徒所吃的是灵粮灵魂的粮食圣经。
As Christians, what we eat is spiritual food, the word of God.
我们实在要好好的读经。
We must be very diligent in reading the Bible.
把神的话当作食物吃了因为他的话是我心中的欢喜快乐。
We must use God's word as the joy within our heart.
因为这圣经告诉我们说，神的话成为我的喜乐的源头啊。
Because the word of God is the source of my joy.
我们真是要常常读经祷告。
So we must constantly read the Bible and pray.
我不知道我们中间所有弟兄姊妹们是否每天都读经。
I don't know if those among us here read the Bible every day.
这个读经实在有帮助。
Reading the Bible is very helpful.
能够帮助我们解决很多问题。
Solves a lot of problems.
有时候困扰，有时候怀疑，它会解。
Doubt, the word will reassure us of our faith.
我们灰心的时候，它会给我们希望。
In times of despair, it gives us hope.
我们软弱的时候，它给我们力量。
In times of weakness, it gives us strength.
伤心的时候，它会擦我们的眼泪。
In times of sorrow, it wipes dry our tears.
神的话实在带着能力。
The word of God really brings strength.
今天我的女婿啊，张弟兄在这里啊。
Today my son-in-law is here today.
他的母亲啊是个很爱主的基督徒。
His mother was a Christian that really loved the Lord.
不晓得你有没有听过他的见证。
I don't know if you've listened to her testimony.
现在算两年三年，不太确定。两三年前啊，他一个弟弟，我的女婿的弟弟啊，在门亚，在菲律宾啊，被土匪绑票绑走了。
A couple of years ago, my son-in-law's brother was kidnapped. In Philippines.
在菲律宾被土匪绑去了很危险你给他钱了拿到钱还把那个票撕掉还把那个人给杀掉他这样子
In the Philippines, if you're kidnapped, it's very dangerous because even after they receive ransom money, they still kill the victim.
那么这个我的女婿的弟弟被他们绑去了绑走了
So my son-in-law's brother was kidnapped.
哎呀，全家人都很难过了。
And the whole family was very worried.
全教会都为他祷告了。
The whole church prayed for him.
大家想都没有什么希望。
Everybody thought there isn't much hope left.
那么那位绑匪也就打电话来，跟他要说要多少百万的什么多少钱呢？
And the kidnappers called up and said, "Well, we want so much money."
那我的女婿张姆跟他就跟那绑匪尽量拖时间了，跟他这个 negotiation， 给他怎么谈判了啊
？And my son-in-law tried to drag out the time by negotiating with them.
结果呢，只有这个我女婿的母亲，就是我的亲家母，她一个人最安静。
And of all the people there, only my son-in-law's mother was the most at peace.
请问一个儿子被绑走了。那么做母亲都难过了，但是我这个亲戚，他就能安静，一点都不慌张。
You can imagine how a mother would feel if her son's been kidnapped, and yet this lady was very much quiet and at peace.
因为她是个读经祷告的人。
Because she was a woman of prayer and reading scriptures.
她也读经了神给她一句话。
As soon as she read the scriptures, the Lord spoke to her.
这句话我们大家来分享一下好不好
？And gave her a promise.
在以赛亚书四十九章，以赛亚书四十九章。
The Lord gave her a promise from Isaiah 49.
以赛亚书四十九章二十四节和二十五节。
Verse 24 and 25.
中文圣经是八百六十二页，八百六十二。如果你找着看看，八百六十二页。以赛亚书第四十九章第二十四节和二十五节。
Isaiah 49 verses 24 and 25.
可不可以要求诸位一同来读，读中文也可以，英文也打，一同来念一下，好不好？我们一道来啊，二十四节，勇士抢去的岂能夺回？该掳掠的岂能解救？但耶和华如此说，就是勇士所掳掠的也可以夺回，抢盗人所抢的也可以解救，与你相争的，我必他相争。我要拯救你的儿女，二十六节，并且我必使那欺压你的吃自己的肉，也要以自己的血喝醉，好像喝甜酒一样。凡有血气的，必都知道我耶和华是你的救主，是你的救赎主，是雅各的大能者。就这几句话，安慰了这个我女婿的他母亲的心。
These words from the scripture calm the heart of my son-in-law's mother.
但是神的话是应许他有希望。
The word of the Lord gave her hope.
能够把他救出来。
That he would be rescued.
但是环境证明相反，好像都是反应的事情，越来越没有希望，越来越危险。
The circumstances indicated the opposite, though it seemed that the danger was increasing and there was less hope.
现在就看你到底是相信神的话，还是相信环境。
And then the question comes up: Do you believe the word of God, or do you believe your circumstances?
你晓得全世界都落在那撒旦手下。
You know that the whole world is under Satan.
今天环境也是在撒旦控制之下。
And Satan controls the circumstances.
如果你没有神的话在你里面
，If you do not have the word of God within you，
你实在没办法活下去。
You really can't live on.
一定会跌倒。
You'll be sure to stumble.
一定摇摆不定。
You'll be shaken.
今天本来有一位弟兄要参加受浸的。
Today there was a brother that was going to participate in a baptism.
讲起来我们都很惭愧，他对一位对那个电视布道家的事情啊，就影响他的信心，他不来受浸。
Unfortunately, he was affected by the recent news of the TV evangelist.
我们对传道人，我们讲起来都很惭愧的。
I feel really bad about this.
但是你要晓得，我们今天不是看环境，不是看人，不是把我们的信仰建立在一个传道人身上或者牧师什么人身上，那是建立在神的话语上最要紧。
So I strongly emphasize that our faith is not established on a preacher or an evangelist, rather it is founded on the word of God.
后来果然证明神的应许，无论多少总不落空。
Eventually, it turned out that the promise of God was fulfilled.
后来到了时候，我那个亲戚啊就被放出来，被人抢救出来了。
And in time, this fellow was rescued.
那实在是很危险。
It was really dangerous there.
那个绑匪随时都把他打死了。
At any time, the kidnappers could have killed him.
但居然他把他逃出来了。
And yet he was rescued.
被救出来了。
They brought him out.
这明显的是上帝的恩典。
We can see for sure that is the grace of God.
像这种例子是个例外，很少有这种例外。
Very rarely do people ever come out alive.
但是一个敬畏耶和华的人，神的恩典总是够他用的。
But a person that honors God will always be assured of God's grace.
圣经说敬畏耶和华大有倚靠，他的儿女也有避难所。
The Bible tells us that for someone who turns to God, he has a great source of strength, and his sons and daughters will also have that source of strength.
所以我们要好好读经。
So we must carefully read the Bible.
每天从神的话里面支取我们所需要的力量，来支持我们不致跌倒，不致软弱。
And every day receive strength from this word.
此外还得做起来。
So that I have a heart problem.
我的心脏的 function 只有35%。
And my heart's function is only 35%.
但是我每天要跑步，要跑30分钟。
And yet every day I'm supposed to jog.
不但是跑，是 jump， 是跳，在那个弹簧上跳蹦了30分钟。
Not only am I supposed to jog, I must jump around.
哇，许多医生都警告我说不可以啊，你连蹦都不跑下去，我死在那里。
A lot of doctors tell me that, oh, don't do the strenuous exercise, someday you'll just collapse.
靠主的恩典。
But by God's grace,
我就是这么跳。
I've been able to keep up.
证明地心吸力无可奈何，不能奈何我。
That is to demonstrate that the gravity can't hold me down.
但我不敢试探谁呢？啊。
But I'm not going to tempt the Lord.
主的怜悯。
Indeed, God has been merciful.
一个快70岁的人每天这样跳，有一个医生说我跳5分钟都受不了了。你亲眼的地主。
Even I'm close to 70, I've been able to jump every day, whereas younger people say that they can't last even 5 minutes.
如果你里面有复活的大能，你没有件事不能做成，真奇妙。
If you have the power of the resurrection with you, there's nothing you can't complete.
因为在他没有难成的事情。
Because with God, all things are possible.
你活在他里面，他的力量支持你，你也凡事都能做。
If you live in God, His power is in you, and you can do all things.
这个坐起来就表示有力量。
So to sit up demonstrates this.
刚才提到的拿因城的寡妇的儿子死了，拿因那个城。
Earlier we mentioned the widow of Nain that her son was dead.
我记得1967年我到欧洲去布道。
I remember in 1967 I went to Europe to preach.
到一个北欧的国家的挪威这个国家。
And I went to Norway.
那礼拜天被接待了一个教会讲道。
The church that received me on a Sunday.
他们叫 state church， 国家的教会。哇，多了4000-5000人。这个教会4000-5000人，很大很大。
There were 4,000 to 5,000 people there.
但是我走进那个教堂门口，一个写的 sermon， 就是他这个讲章的题目，我也看不懂他的话，我就问一个做翻译的牧师，说什么东西。
And as I walked into the church, I couldn't understand the writing of what the sermon would be, so I asked the translator.
但是他们上午的，他们上午的，我是下午在那边讲到，他上午在讲什么？翻译的上帝实在是死了。
And the warning message, which was what that was that God was indeed dead.
那么这句话是尼采讲的，德国的尼采讲的话。
This is a quote from the German Nietzsche.
如果他扣的不好，他把它加一个的 quotation mark 呢，还可以解释所谓他没有这个 quote， 就这么说，上帝实在是死了，你看危险不险
？And I feel that if they had put that saying in quotes, it would have been better, but they didn't. All they said on the sermon title was, "God is indeed dead."
替我翻译的时候，在中国传道几十年，70多岁的老牧师，他告诉我，你不要理他，不要理他，这个教会啊，心态、level 都是讲究到什么上帝死了，什么这道道理的啊。
And the translator was a elderly gentleman, a missionary, and he told me, don't worry about this. It's a fairly liberal church, and they say all these funny things.
然后到了下午我去讲道的时候，我就在讲什么？我说我看到你们这个教堂的拿因城啊，拿因堂啊，我觉得很有意思。church 的叫拿因啊。
And when I was speaking in the afternoon, I didn't quite know what to say. I kind of started saying that I find it very interesting. Your church is called the Nain Church.
我说你们晓得圣经讲拿因城的寡妇儿子死了，耶稣叫他复活了，你们相信这个事实吗？
I told them in the Bible, the widow from the city of Nain had a son that Jesus raised from the dead. Do you believe this?
我问过我说你相信这个事实的举手。
I asked them to raise their hands if they believe this.
3,000-4,000人的聚会啊。
About 3,000 to 4,000 people there.
据我所看到，不到十几只手举起来，都是白头发的老人家举手，那年轻人都不相信。
Only those with gray hairs raised their hands, and even then there were only a few, like in the teens.
他们是要我去陪灵的，我想想，这里没有灵可以陪呀，没有灵可陪，灵都死了，还得活怎么陪呢？
And I was thinking that even though they called me there to do some discipleship, I realized that none of their souls were alive. So who could I disciple? I changed it to be an evangelical meeting. I told them, you have to believe in the resurrection. And as I was speaking, I was praying to find an effective method to explain this to them. So how could I explain the resurrection to them?
圣灵动工了,
and the Spirit moved me.
从那个护证中间有个小朋友啊，很小，六七八岁的了，跑出来，跑一个小朋友来。
From the congregation, a small child came out.
因为他的父母拉都拉不住，他跑到前面来了。
And his parents couldn't hold him back, so he came all the way up front.
所以他拿着什么呢？拿着他妈妈的那个白手套，女人的白手套，手套拿的时候摇摇摇这么摇。
And he was waving his mother's glove all the way running up front.
他跑到我这边来了哈。
Came up to me.
还有我看正跑正跑，刚下去把那手套给拿来了。
So I took the glove from him.
我要讲到喜欢就地取材啊，就当面找现成的资料啊。
As I preach, I like to use examples from the that the congregation was.
我就把这个手套拿出来了。
So I picked up this glove.
我说小朋友帮助我啊，讲这个道。
And I said, oh, this young friend here is helping me with the sermon.
我说我们教会的主日学的老师们啊，教小朋友讲复活的道理很难讲，因为小朋友很难懂这复活的道理啊。
I told them that in Sunday school it's hard for the teachers to explain the resurrection to little kids.
我跟他讲，我们那个主日学老师啊，很有智慧。
I told them that our Sunday school teacher is quite wise.
他就拿一个手套。
He took a glove.
说小朋友，你们过来过来啊。
And said, friends, come on over.
每一个人拿这个手套去把这本圣经拿起来。
Said, why don't you each use this glove to lift this Bible here?
那每个小朋友拿着手套，不是套的，拿着手套，不怎么拿得起来，当然拿不起来的，每个都试一下都失败了，都拿不起来。
So each of the kids tried by hanging onto the glove to lift the Bible. They didn't wear it.
老师说，小朋友们，你看你拿得起来，你拿不起来啊，都拿不起来。
So the teacher asked them, well, can you do it?
老师说，我可以拿起来。
And the teacher said, well, I can do it.
说完了，老师就把手套套在手上，套进去了。
And the teacher wore the glove.
然后就拿起来了。
And was able to lift the Bible.
哦，小朋友们，老师赖皮。
So the teacher said that
You're tricking us.
Of course, if you wear it, you'll be able to lift it up. If you just hang on to it, you can't.
老师说，这是叫做复活的道理。
And the teacher said, this is the resurrection principle.
Yeah. 当我们这个人不信耶稣的时候，是没有力量，好像空的手套，里面没有生命，死的，怎么拿都拿不起来，空的手套怎么拿呢？拿不起来。
As non-believers, we're like an empty glove. There's no no source of strength in there. You can't lift anything. But as soon as the living hand goes into this empty glove, the glove becomes alive too. You can lift the Bible. You can lift up a podium. Then that glove has been activated. Because a human hand has entered it.
同样的道理啊,
in the same manner,
人死在罪中没有力量,
a person that is dead in sin has no strength.
行善无能，惧恶无力。
There's no ability to do good and there's no ability to resist evil.
不相信上帝的儿子耶稣基督,
as soon as that person receives Jesus Christ,
主耶稣是复活的主, 他复活的能力进来了,
then the power of the resurrection enters in.
什么叫复活了？就是把一个弱变成刚强，死人就弱了，把死人的叫活了，把弱者变成强者了，就是死里复活。
The principle of the resurrection is seen in causing a weak person to gain strength.
这个时候人就从死里复活了。
And that person is risen from the dead.
就能够胜过一切罪恶。
He can overcome the sin.
能够摆脱一切的嗜好。
To lay aside all vices.
能够做上帝要你做的好事。
And can do the good that God wants you to do.
能够拒绝撒旦给你的诱惑。
Can resist the temptation of the devil.
更加能够胜过自己。
And most importantly, can overcome yourself.
不再自私自利了。
Overcome your self-centeredness and selfishness.
能够去体贴别人呢?
To be considerate for others.
不再有污秽的思想了。
To cast away the bad thoughts.
能够过圣洁的生活。
To live a sanctified life.
不再虚假欺骗了。
To put away the falsehood and trickery.
能够诚诚实实做个君子人呢?
To be an honest man.
这样子不再恨人了。
most importantly, to stop hating.
那么爱人而且爱仇敌了。
To love others and especially love enemies.
这就叫做死里复活啊。
That is to be resurrected.
你能够起来了。
That is, you can sit up.
不被罪吸引了。
No longer bound by the sin.
坐起来而且能够说话。
And as you sit up, you can speak.
能够为主作证。
You can testify for God.
这个说话就是为耶稣说话，为主耶稣基督做见证。
To speak to testify of Jesus.
我们的主是真理，是道路，是生命。
Our Lord is the way, the light.
我们能够为真理作证。
The truth, and we are able to witness for the truth.
把这个道路介绍给许多亲戚朋友还没有信主的人。
We can recommend this path of life to those that don't believe yet.
把这个生命分享给更多还没有生命的人。
We can share this life with those who have not yet received life.
Billy Graham 讲了一个很有趣味的一个见证。
Billy Graham has said a very interesting testimony.
在第二次大战的时候
，During World War Two，
就珍珠港事变以后啊，这个美国跟日本打仗。
After the bombing of Pearl Harbor, the United States entered into war with Japan.
但是美国派很多飞机到南洋一带去炸那个跟日本打仗，去轰炸日本的军队。
At that time, the U.S. sent many planes to bomb the southeast Pacific islands that were under Japan's control.
有一架美国的飞机啊，被敌人打炸打掉下来了。
And there was an American airplane that was shot down.
那个空军飞行员就跳伞掉下来，掉到个丛林里面。
The pilot parachuted out and entered and landed in a village.
那个地方的丛林里面很多游击队，都是游击队啊。
There were many guerrillas in that village.
也是跟日本打仗。
That were fighting against the Japanese.
那么这个空军啊，飞上来的时候害怕，怕日本抓他，很害怕了。
And as the pilot was landing, he was afraid that he'd fall in among the Japanese.
看到一个人拿把大刀啊，又过来了。
He saw this guy coming towards him with his huge sword.
这空军吓死了，不知道这个人是仇敌还是朋友，不晓得。
Pilot was terrified. He didn't know whether it was friend or foe.
但这些游击队是奉命要拯救这些盟国的军，特别是美国的空军。
It turned out that these guerrillas had orders to save these American pilots.
可是这些土人，这些游击队也不大会讲英文了。
Unfortunately, these natives didn't know how to speak English.
啊，就拿着大刀啊，就砍那个路上那些披荆斩棘啊，把那荆棘都砍掉。
They started using these large swords to clear off the underbrush.
就告诉敌人说，不要紧，跟他讲 friend 朋友 friend
啊 friend
好 friend 好。那么这个美国军队看 friend 好，他就过来了，过来了。
This pilot said, "Okay, friend, so I'm
going to." 那么他们怎么走了？
Well, how could they get there?
就是 horse 来问，就在哪里呢？
So he asked them, "Where's the way?"
这个人最妙了 ，I am the way.
And the gorilla would say, "Well, I am the way."
你跟我走好了 ，follow me， 叭叭就开了，就跟他走就出来了。
Follow me, and he started hacking away at the bushes.
所以第一个讲很妙，你既然认识耶稣，不一定认得很清楚，但你管他是路，你跟他走没有错，就没有脱险。
So Billy Graham said that. If you know Jesus, you know He is the way, and you may not know Him very well, but you just have to follow Him.
今天的世界上不晓得多少各种歧路啊、偏路啊，这个旁门左道，不晓得多少的异端。你认识路，主要就是唯一的道路，跟他走永远不错。
Today there are many cults and factions, but you have to believe that Jesus is the only way and follow Him.
因为他是唯一的道路。
Because He is the only way.
若不借着主，没有人能到父那里去。
If you are aside from Jesus, there's no way of reaching the Father.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们赞美感谢你，因为你从死里复活，你大能显明是神的儿子。
Lord, we thank you that with your resurrection, you have demonstrated that you indeed are the Son of God.
我们今天信了你，我们有真理在我们里面，我们外面有你做我们的道路，我们感谢赞美你。
In believing in you, we have your truth within us and your way to lead us.
更重要，你赐给我们的复活的生命，使我们能够胜过罪。
We know that you have given us a resurrected being that we are able to overcome sin.
我们把一切尊贵荣耀都归还给你。
We give all glory and honor to you.
求你恩待我们全体会众。
May you bless our whole congregation.
特别十一位要受浸归入基督的弟兄姊妹。
Especially those that are going to be baptized into your name.
愿主与他们同在。
Lord, may you be with them.
保守他们前面的道路。
Guard their paths before them.
一生一世不离开真道。
And keep them to the truth all the days of their lives.
我们谢谢你的恩典。
We thank you for your grace.
交托祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. 谢谢。谢谢。
谢寇清福的报告，十八层面的翻译。我们报告之前呢，兄弟的先欢迎新到我们当中来的这个。
Before having announcements, we'd like to welcome people here for the first time.
在这边的有没有第一次来的，先通通站起来，然后从前面一个一个自我介绍，好吧
？If you're here for the first time, please stand up and introduce yourself.
欢迎你们，还有没有
？Anybody else？
欢迎你，这个许先生。
叫启哲，许是言无实，启哲是近期者的启，哲是恩哲的哲。
欢迎许先生，你来看外孙女这个洗礼，这很高兴。还有没有哪一位？这边呢？这边有没有哪一位？先站起来吧，第一次来的先都站起来。通通站起来，然后从到前面顺序一直介绍下去。好，你就先。王先生，希望你以后常来。还有没有哪一位？
我很高兴今天介绍这位以前的同事庄仁义，庄小姐，庄小姐她是在离开的工作，我们很高兴，希望她以后能够常来。我同时也特别高兴，今天陈代军弟兄和陈姊妹也在我们中间，他们很久没有来，我们希望他们以后也能够常来，大家认识一下。陈弟兄、陈姊妹，
欢迎这个庄小姐，欢迎这个陈弟兄、陈姊妹。
Anybody else here for the first time?
我们唱欢迎歌，欢迎你们，好不好？
We're going to sing the welcome song.
报告，这个第二点，我们这个礼拜六4月25号10点，在这个 Fremont 基督之家第三家呢，是举行1、2、3家的年会，并举行呢这三家的这个献堂典礼。那么会中呢，我听到这里哈，
This coming Saturday on the 25th in Fremont, we'll be having the annual meeting for the first, second, and third home of Christ.
会中呢有改选新任的董事。
There'll be an election for the new directors.
请弟兄姊妹们去参加。假如需要这个交通接送的呢，请跟同工们联络。三家的地址电话在下面。
Please attend, and if you need transportation, please contact any of the co-workers. The address is listed.
我们一家呢要参加的人也可以在9点之前到达这个地方。我们一道从这个地方去参加，9点这个到达，然后我们从这里到那边去就来得及10点的这开会。
We will be leaving as a group from here at 9 in the morning to get there by 10.
第三点，感谢主为我们预备今天的这个受浸礼，有十一位弟兄姊妹要受浸。那么请这个受浸的弟兄姊妹们也配合这个初信造就主呢，一起这个来协助你们灵性的这个长进，受浸的弟兄呢养成这个灵修的习惯。那么初信造就主的同工呢也会找你们，也希望你们呢也找他们。那么初信造就主呢是由这个李富华弟兄跟这个他的太太李姊妹，请这两位站起来好吧，让大家看一看。
We thank the Lord that today there are 11 people being baptized. After you've been baptized, Mr. and Mrs. Lee will contact you to participate in the New Believers Fellowship. Please contact them too.
第五点，7月10号到12号这个三个晚上布道会，请大家为这个布道会代祷，也邀请这个慕道友来参加。
Please pray for the evangelistic meeting on July 10th through 12th and encourage your non-believing friends to come.
最后一点，我们下一届的同工会呢，要选这个负责的这个同工，也要这个也请大家为这个同工会选新同工祷告，也为这个我们一家呢要聘请这个助理牧师这工作呢祷告。
During the next co-workers meeting, we will be electing new co-workers. Please pray for that, and also pray for the need for an assistant pastor.
我报告就到这里为止，谢谢。下面是入学的时间。是。哦，对，第三家是礼拜六这个年会啊，愿意去的人，这个请举手啊，这个让点一点，因为第三家预备的午餐，所以这个让他们人数有个统计。这个礼拜六愿意去的人。
Please raise your hand if you plan on going to the annual meeting this Saturday.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8。9, 10, 11, 12, 我想请三家准备，我们15个人好吧，啊，就多准备两三盒，没十五，好，谢谢。下面是路线的时间，谢谢，请这个收奉献的同工到前面来，我们唱口唱新歌曲第12首。 大家起立。我们低头闭目，同心献上奉献的祷告。亲爱的父神，你是我们的牧者，我们不知缺乏。你赏赐给我们日用的所需，你也赐给我们属灵的大家庭，让我们能够支取你的灵粮，做我们随时的帮助。主，我们现在把你所赏赐给我们的奉献在你面前，求主你悦纳，求主你祝福这些钱财在圣工上发挥更大的效果，也求主你保守我们在这个复活的日子纪念你的时候，你复活的生命更是加强我们的灵性，让我们每一个人都能够解开一些罪的捆绑跟这个不良嗜好的瑕疵，也求主你让我们在支取你的话语的时候，带着你天上的能力尝试给我们，让你的话语成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光，好叫我们行走不疲乏，不至于跌倒。主，我们也感谢你赏赐给我们今天的崇拜，也求主你祝福我们每一个人。我们这样感谢奉献祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。请仍然站立唱三一颂，然后请扩建读祝福，然后再唱阿门颂。